National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday. It's the 17th of April, 2017. And jet-lagged and all, we're here to talk about you and everything that affects you, your life, your money, your wallet, your future, and all points in between. We'll do markets. We'll do the world. We'll do North Korea, South Korea, Russia, Syria, and everything that affects everything. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also with GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. Money management button, press that if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Subscribe button if you want to get our notes direct to you. All that other stuff there at GaryK.com. Well, got home late last night from Europe. And I took my wife because this was a learning trip. I wanted to go to Germany. We went to Berlin. I wanted to know about the Berlin Wall and what happened there. And, of course, we went to Auschwitz-Birkenau, the concentration camps in outside of Krakow, Poland. And I have to tell you that I was told before I went into these camps that you come out a changed person, that you really cannot believe that something like this went on just less than 80 years ago. And I made a point of watching some YouTube videos, but not really studying. I wanted to wait till I got there. And there's several things I was thinking to myself while I was there. First off, there wasn't one person that committed the atrocities. There were many. And many of them were taking orders. And I'm just thinking to myself, were the people that took orders, when they were done with their job during the day, and they lined up innocent men, women, and children, and took a gun and put it to the side of their head and shot them dead? I was just asking myself the question, when they went home and they sat down and had their breakfast, lunch, and dinner, were they ever thinking about what they did? Did they ever feel guilty about it? You know, in case you don't know, this wasn't about a war. where your job is to kill others that are trying to kill you. These were just innocent people that, in case you don't know, went to these camps thinking that it was another life, that they're going to have jobs. In fact, the sign in front of the Auschwitz camp is about work and the future. In fact, they had an orchestra playing music as people came in. And I was trying to put myself these murderers' shoes, not in the murder, but after the murder, when they went home, or when they were sitting there eating food, or looking in the mirror while they were shaving and showering, and just going through their everyday things. Did they give a crap that they were just murdering tens of thousands, millions of children, infants, babies, women, infirmed, elderly? Did they care that they paraded them naked in front of the wall of death? We saw the wall where they lined them up and just shot them. Did they ever think about that they had these cells where they were kept, it was freezing in them, no mattresses, in the nude, starving them to death? Did they actually think about what they did? And I met some people as we were walking around, and I said to one of these people from Washington, D.C., you want to believe, you almost want to believe that these people were just sick MFs. That they were not in their right mind. They were psychopaths, sociopaths, just sick, twisted, just not in their right. And then you read how as the war was coming to a close and they knew they were in big trouble, they covered up everything, or at least tried to. Oh, they were in their right minds. They knew exactly what they were doing because they went and covered up. The crematorium, they blew up. You know, the places where they just put people in and put all kinds of poison and then destroyed the bodies and ashes, tons and tons of ashes into the sky of dead people. It's just unfathomable 80 years. And as I'm in Europe, Donald Trump takes a bomb and blows up 100 people, terrorists. Yet I saw people complaining about this. And I saw people complaining about Donald Trump doing things in Syria that nobody else has been willing to do. And that's blow some of that crap up. And then I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. This guy Bashar Assad is Hitler in Syria. Has killed 500,000 of his own people. And you know this talk of chemical weapons? What's the difference between a chemical weapon and a bomb? Or a shot in the side of the head? It's all death. And then ISIS. Let's see ISIS. They throw gay people off of roofs. They burn people to death. They drown them to death. They hang them to death. They decapitate them to death. I didn't see the video, but I saw where they actually, I don't know if you know this, tied a person to two cars going the opposite way and just broke them in half. They strap bombs to 5-year-old kids and blow them up. They rape the hell out of women and young women and then murder them. Huh. Hitler. Nazis. But I saw people complaining that somebody finally saying, screw you, we're going to destroy you if that's who you are and if that's what you do. Instead of letting them continue. And I remember many years ago in high school about Mr. Richmond I told you about. Who's going to stand up to these people? And he stated that there are going to be people that just will let it be and do nothing about it. Now, there's a crap load of stuff I don't like about Donald Trump. But man, oh man, to go after and try to destroy Hitlers that are still on the face of this earth, where's the complaints coming from? Oh, that's right. We're America. We should not inject ourselves into other places. Really? Interesting. All interesting thoughts to ponder. Maybe you need to go visit Auschwitz and some of these other places. You may think twice. Just my thoughts. Up next, lots to do on the market. Just a couple of more notes on my trip to Europe. And much more. By the way, lots to say on the markets. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
23.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I gotta tell you that... I can spend a couple of days on talking about, my thoughts on the world right now versus what I just experienced at these concentration camps. Whether it's Nigeria with Boko Haram, we saw in Darfur, and so many other areas. There's a lot of crap going on, and how do I put this? The frickin' UN... put some human rights abuses on Israel and doesn't say a frickin' thing about Syria. So we're ass backwards in a lot of things and a lot of areas. I don't know where these people come from, what's in their brains. And I know the minds of some people that doesn't matter what Donald Trump does, it's wrong. I get that, and I know there's people that no matter what Barack Obama did, it was wrong. I get the bias stuff. You all got to get rid of that stuff and be like me. I have no agenda, no ulterior motive. I call it like I see it. I don't care who it is. I don't care what party they're in. Does not matter to me. Not a whit. You know, the only place I have bias, New York Mets. New York Knicks, which I don't even want to talk about anymore. New York Giants. Stuff like that. When it comes to politics, there's no more in me anymore. No emotion, just pure policy. That's it. And I don't care who it comes from. If it's bad, you're going to hear it. If it's good, you're going to hear it also. And for the life of me, I have no idea how anybody can disagree with blowing up 100 people from ISIS. Animals. For the life of me, I don't know how anybody can complain that we try to take out capability of Syria and more chemical weapons. Especially the ones that are complaining right now that didn't say a frickin' thing when Obama was drone striking these people and there was collateral damage. Of course, the media didn't report that. Unfortunately, these people only know one thing. And the only way of taking care of that one thing is not arresting them, not capturing them, annihilating them. That they'll understand. You get my point. All right, so let's segue, ladies and gentlemen. I am home. I am jet lagged, but actually not as bad as I was when I went over the holidays. Had a great time. Was in London for a couple of days. Magnificent place, magnificent city. If you've never been there, go. I've never been to Germany. I went to Berlin for 3 days. Fabulous place. And really, I took a guide, tour guide, a historical tour guide, and that was magnificent also. Learned a lot about what went on there with East and West Germany and the wall and all that. Little did I know. So just some food for thought for everybody. That said, we got a segue now, and I do have lots to discuss today because you know what we were talking about last week in the market, actually in the last few weeks in the market, and boom, all of a sudden today, strong day. We'll have some thoughts. Let's get going. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Well, after a nauseating last week, Dow up 183 today. Nice. And interesting enough, I don't know what happened at the end of the day, but at around 25, 75, what about 70 points in the last 20 minutes? I got told by people over the weekend, if nothing bad happens over the weekend with North Korea and all that stuff, the market will go back up. Well, they were right today. Now, North Korea is doing all this threatening. We'll see what happens. But anyway, good day today. Dow was up 183, S&P 20, NASDAQ 51, NASDAQ 145, transports 115. Advanced declines 21.7 on New York, 20-9 on the NASDAQ. New highs picked up a little bit. In the Dow today, everything was green except Exxon. Now, before I get into the little stuff, I want to start with the big stuff. And these are the things we were covering in the last week. Number one, the strongest indices, the NASDAQ, is sitting right on the 50-day moving average as we speak. Very important place to hold. The NASDAQ 100, and again, these are your strongest areas, right off the 50-day moving average. So they, while in corrective mode, did nothing more than pull back into vital support levels. The technology stocks, XLK, it's just an ETF. It's for the Information Technology Index. All it's done is pulled back to the 50-day moving average, and today bounced off of it. I don't know if I want to call it a hold, but as of this second, yeah, right into the 50-day moving average and held for those areas. On top of that, my favorite area right now that I'm just looking for some secondary buy points still acts well, and that is the housing. And all that has done is little pullbacks at this juncture. On top of that, I want to add an area here that's acting pretty decently right now, sneakily over the last week or so, that has kind of sort of something to do with housing and interest rate sensitive, and that is your mortgage real estate investment trusts. I'm just going to give you some symbols. We're not telling you to buy them. We're just letting you know they're acting well here. NRZ. NLY, Mortgage Real Estate Investment Trusts. How about TWO? And then the utilities. The XLU needs to break above 52.25. And a bunch of real estate names. Go look at IYR and you'll see that it's trying to break above mid-level resistance here. So this interest rate sensitive thing, with interest rates been coming down as of recent, getting a little bit of bid, but that's not the real story because, as you know, in the last week or two, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we've been talking about internals going south. Certain things breaking below support and or moving averages. Up next, we're going to cover that. And we'll have the movers and we'll have the leaders. In other words, what stocks still look great while the market's been correcting? That's all up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. So we've had this one motto here since the election, and that is, as the financials go, the market goes. That's really what's happened here. And the financials getting in trouble over the last few weeks, on Thursday, really started to roll over. Well, in the middle of today, they just started getting a bid and kept getting the bid and kept getting the bid. And that's what drove the market today. Interesting enough, and this is what I'm watching closely, J.P. Morgan reports for Thursday last week. So did a few others. They all opened up and they all finished down. Today, they all started doing nothing. And in the last couple hours, boom, just got bought up. I keep getting questions over the email. Why? I have no idea. Why? It does not matter. What you do need to know, and again, listen carefully. Go look at J.P. Morgan, arguably the most important financial out there. What I simply want you to notice, the low in January was $83. The low in the last day was 84 and change. There's your support line, 83 to 84. On the overall financials, the XLF, what did we tell you? In and around that 23. Closed at 23.30 after just ducking below it Thursday. There's your support levels. And then you can go look at individual names. And we're doing financials first. Go look at Bank America. I want you to notice in December, the low was 21.77. In January, 22. In February, 22.45. In March, 22.16. On Thursday, hit 22.34. Guess where your support is? In and around that 22. Closed at 22.81 today, up 47 cents. Down from almost 26. So what you have here is support on the financials. Potentially. There's a bunch more to report. Potentially find the low. The KRE, the regionals. What number did we give you? 51.17. The low in March. Guess what we hit today? 51.47. Before, it was down early and then held for now. So what you simply do with all these patterns, just take a pencil and draw underneath. And there's your support levels. They get taken out. You're going to get an intermediate term correction of consequence, and not just a little 3, 4, 5% we're getting in some of these areas. And as I look at names, I'm just drawing little pictures. On the S&P, it's quite simple. The last good breakout was at about 230. It just pulled back to 232 bucks today. 230 is your support. That's about 231. We're talking spiders here, by the way. On the S&P 500, 2322 is your number. Hit 2328 on Thursday. before rallying up today. There's your support level. You could take a little pen and draw underneath it. The Dow. Very simple, 24.12. Hit 24.53. Support levels. Sometimes they're just very obvious, and they're now becoming even more obvious. Now, with these little, with this little hold today, doesn't change anything. Retail bearish. Steel, commodities bearish. Energy bearish. And a bunch of other areas bearish. Now, we're going into earnings season. Yeah, we had Netflix after the close, up $1.50. Even though they missed on subscribership, I guess they beat by 3 cents. But you have a ton more earnings coming out this week, next week, the week after. And we'll pay attention. For people that want markets going up, and that's just about everybody, it's good to see that the financials got a bid today after real ugly action on Thursday. Real ugly action on Thursday. Now just remember, only four big financials have reported earnings so far. There's a lot more to come. The market remains corrective right now. It's been going on. One, two, three, four, five. Going into the seventh week now. Corrective work. And we'll see how it plays out through the earnings. Now, of course, geopolitical stuff is going to be meaningful. Of course, if all hell breaks loose, that's going to affect things. And when you're dealing with the Weeble, Kim Jong-un, anything's possible. I'm not as worried about Russia. I think they're almost smart there. Now, I promised you, the leadership. All you have to do is look at those names that had been leading, that have done nothing more than just pull back into support and or moving averages, or even a new high ground, which there are not many, as we get into earnings season. They'll be your list. Now, what's interesting, I already did my scans after the close today. The list is a lot smaller than it was. But there still is. As I mentioned to you, the home builders. There's some at new highs right now. KB Homes, for example. KBH. And then you have growth names like Alibaba, Amazon. All it did was, after breaking out, is pull back and is now sitting around waiting for earnings. Tesla strong. Don't ask me why. For example, a name that I still haven't been able to get into, Shopify, S-H-O-P. And I know why I didn't buy it. They still lose money. Adobe. Chipotle. Up another six today. But at this point, you just got to wait for earnings on that. Checkpoint Software, CHKP, sitting tight. Coherent off the 50-day. And then I go into the Dow, and I recognize that today. Look where Boeing held to the penny, BA. Look where Travelers held, another Dow stock, right off the 50-day moving average. And then you got some strong Dow names like Home Depot, Disney, United Tech right off the 50-day. 3M. But the list is getting smaller. There's fewer and fewer names. We'll see how it plays out into earnings. MasterCard and Visa act fine above the 50-day moving average at this juncture. Two other names. But you won't find any financials in the leadership page. They were up today, but, you know, just bouncing a little bit. you won't find any of the economically sensitive names in it. Because they pulled back and a bunch of them have broken below the 50-day moving average. Priceline's another name. Strength. Going back and forth here. If you buy $1,700 stocks. And we'll see how it plays out. I would love nothing more than the support levels I am giving you to hold and build upon. I'd be a happy guy. But just leave no doubt. A break below means a bunch of stuff is going below. And you can pretty much bet your bottom dollar financials will be a part of that ick. But today was a very good day for financials. And very important day for financials. Held the market and again moved the market. Tomorrow be another day. Up next on The Edge, I'm winding it up and I'm going to sleep. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. We're going to have a big contest on radio. Probably by the end of this week, it'll be given out in the four figures range. We'll let you know why and what and how. Probably by the end of this week, we love giving away bucks to our listeners. And, all right, so let me do some repetition here. We gave you out specific support levels on the financials, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ 100. I did forget to mention the Russell 2000. At around 1335 to 1340. Closed at 1361 today, up 15. I did not mention the transports. Don't really have a good support level for you, just to say it's weak. The Russell 2000, it's weak. Small caps, transports. And there's plenty of weak stuff out there. Today was good news. Market stood tall. And you can give it the case, oh, nothing happened over the weekend with North Korea. Who knows? We'll just watch the action as it happens. We'll draw our lines and recognize that in order to go lower, you got to break lower. In order to go higher, you got to break higher. The one thing we do know right now, and I'm sure of this, it's going to be tough to break to the upside for right now. That can change, but it's going to be tough. Maybe we're just going range bound. It's been 6-7 weeks now. We'll see. The semiconductors. Don't really have support level for you, except it is below the 50-day today, moving average. it's going on for the last 3 or 4 days, needs to stay, get a back above. And I guess there's a case for that 960 area to be some support, but I'm not so sure of that. We think it's just going to be a little tougher market right now. Of course, we'll pay attention to earnings on an individual basis. We'll look for, let's say, the next Apple. Last quarter, Apple gapped up and has 129 up to 142. For a mega cap, that's a damn good move. We'll look for what's emerging. We'll look for what's submerging. And we'll look for new areas as a whole. Seems like that interest rate sensitive area much better after not being so good for a while. And of course, interest rates have come down pretty decently as of recent. 10-year, 225. And that's up a little bit today. That's yield, by the way. Pay attention to those companies that have the strongest earnings and revenue growth and the strongest relative strength. That'll get you home. It is an important earnings season right now as expectations are up. It is an important earnings season right now because there's a lot going on outside of the earnings. Remember what we've told you. It's not the news. It's how things react to news. And on Thursday, the reaction was horrific. But maybe, just maybe, that resolved itself a little bit better here. Not necessarily higher, but not necessarily lower. We'll be on top of it because this is money time, kids. This is where we find new stuff, and this is where we avoid stuff. And the areas we tell you to avoid, they're for a reason. And even though financials were stronger today, we'd still avoid any new commitments right now. As they don't look like they're going topside, the good news is that maybe support held today. Today. Tomorrow's another day. What I'm also watching, if housing stocks are doing better, what about the stuff you put in houses? So we're watching the Sherwin-Williams, the Mohawk Industries, and the like. And again, on the interest rate sensitive front, we'd be paying attention to some of these mortgage REITs, anything you put in houses, utilities, if you fancy utilities, not exactly our real cup of tea, and anything affected by lower rates. And if anything changes, we'll let you know. But we've told you what we believe to be as leadership and what we'd continue to avoid. We will have a bunch more to say. A bunch more as we go through earnings. And man, if the market holds support right here, hopefully we get some fireworks on a few very strong names that we can sink our teeth into. I never mind markets that just do nothing, as long as leadership shows up while the market is doing nothing. And we have our list, and now we wait for numbers. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. I'm going to bed. And when you get home, do like we do, simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's
the opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,